Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don Lemon, that hotbed of reality.
It's called the McCarthy period. You might remember that there were not just McCarthy people, but liberal people, Democrats, who reacted hysterically to what they considered communist threat.
We've all seen a lot of comedians who seem to have a political bent in their work. And always implicit in the work is some positive outcome, that this is all going to work. If only we do this, if only we pass that bill, if only we elect him, if only we do that. It's not true. It's circling drain time for humans. I believe this. I honestly believe this. Not just as a comedian he thinks that. He likes to say that. Yeah. I believe it. And when you say to yourself, I don't care what happens, it just gives you a broader perspective for the art, for the words to emerge, to not care. That's what happened in that 92 show. That's why I could say the planet is fine, the people are... Because the planet will outlast.
Wilson!
Isaac versus Relax.
Wilson! Wilson, where are you?
Are we doing hashtag ask Vlog?
Wilson!
Izzy versus Relax.
Wilson! Wilson!
Izzy versus Relax.
Wilson, where are you?
La main dans la main, traverser les boulevards, les yeux dans les yeux, comme un roman de gare. J'ai toujours sur moi un peu là de toi. Marcher sous la pluie avec toi dans la nuit, c'est pas un problème. Dis-moi juste et je t'aime. Les bijoux, les fleurs, je vois la vie en couleur. Je me demande tous les jours, que ferais-je sans toi? Et tu vois, il paraît bien que l'amour, oui, ça ressemble à ça.
What's up?
Sorry,
what's
happening?
I'm just trying to decide how many fantasy leagues I'm going to do this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I tend to want to be in too many, and I try to keep it at just two, but I'm trying to decide which ones.
Usually you do two?
Yeah.
I thought, weren't you in some complicated thing?
The Sim League. That's actually less maintenance day to day than a fantasy league, because that's more of like a, basically you're playing GM. So it's more like the draft was a big, busy 2 weeks, and free agency and trade season started for us right now. But like once season starts, it's not as much maintenance, if that makes sense.
You were cutting in and out there. I lost it. What happened? Give it to me again.
League is more of like I'm playing GM. So when the draft happened and free agency opened,
that's right. Right.
But throughout gotcha. The year, it's not as right. much maintenance week to week as much as like a fantasy league where, you know, you're putting in a lineup every day. Like it's not as involved. Yeah, we do. But it's it's more just like, it's not like very fast paced. It's like, you know, a couple of trades here and there. Check a few emails, respond, like send out a few trades, but it's not like you're not putting in a lineup every day. And like
who's
switching
your best
out.
Player?
Bam and De'Aaron.
Oh, this team's not winning.
No. I am totally in friendly and immortal. I'm in tank mode.
When other time is there to talk about it, Wass?
Tank mode.
You gotta wake up early and hit the fantasy bricks.
Testing the process. Yeah.
Is Ilya the commissioner?
No, he's not the commissioner, but his team is always like one of the top five teams in the league. But it's because I inherited a shitty team. I inherited a shitty team 2 years ago.
Is it for money?
No, not this season. Because we
bragging
have a couple
rights.
Of,
Jake,
yeah.
Come on now.
It's about who's the money. Best GM. Who can do this the best.
Yeah. About respect.
Exactly.
Money. You can't put do a price on respect.
No, I actually just got a DM from someone that asked me if I wanted to be in a money league. And I'm just like, I just don't know if I can commit to like more than one money league, if I'm being honest. Like one fantasy league. It's just, I like to
we
have one.
You can't commit to a money league, but we are doing Money Train next week on Cinephobe.
Where's Zach? Is he around?
Guess in radio, but I don't know.
He wouldn't be around.
I thought one was good for him. I used to play fantasy, but I just could not keep up. You know.
Well,
and like everyone else could.
I think it's a certain type of person that enjoys keeping up day to day, like picking up players. Like I am when I play fantasy, like I'm not like the person that just puts in a team for a week. Like I'm making pickups every day. Like, you know, if you have like seven acquisitions a week, I'm using all seven of those. If I'm
being
honest.
But what was it with basketball? It was like a delayed, like a timing thing where you could, well, it was, a lot of people were picking and dropping, and then the guy gets stuck on waivers.
Yeah, it depends on the league rules. Like last year, I got really pissed at my money league because they made the waiver time like 10 a.m. And I'm like, dude, injury reports don't come out until 1. Like, why would the waiver time be before the first round of injury reports come out? Like, it makes no sense. And so I'm quitting that league. But I think that's enough fantasy talk for now.
Nah, keep going. I like it.
I'm like, is this good content? Does anyone actually enjoy?
Make you into the next Matthew Berry. That's it. Let's go.
I mean, I love, like, I get really into the weeds with fantasy basketball. So, I mean, I can talk about this shit all day.
Get into the weed?
Yes, that too. The best thing ever is like smoking and sitting down to do your lineup, because you just like you get like ideas hit, you know, like it's really bad pickups sometimes, but sometimes you make some crazy pickups that work because you're like, oh man, Kawhi's doing load management, like Landry Shamit's probably gonna get to handle the ball a little more extra usage there. He's not on the Clippers anymore, but you guys know what I mean.
Gamble?
No, I am not a gambler. I mean, aside from like money league, like I don't I'm not big. I mean, I look at gambling, like I look at over unders and odds to like help me decide on who I'm playing, but I don't, right. I don't gamble. Yeah. That's smart. Just like a slippery slope for me to go down, and it's probably just safer for me to stay away from gambling.
Mace, you do it for a little.
No, I don't really get into it. I've always like, I'll gamble when I'm in Vegas, and then I usually lose.
Right.
So then I don't keep up with it on like the apps or whatever. My buddy started doing it on Boveda or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Bovada.
Yeah. That's one of the sites that always pops up when I'm trying to stream soccer.
Yeah. I think, what did I do? BetUS. I did BetUS. Certainly did not win at BetUS. It was Draft. Remember Draft? That was fun.
They got absorbed by FanDuel.
Oh, did they? They're still around, though, because I got a note from them recently.
Well, they're not around anymore. You were supposed to transfer all your balance over to FanDuel, and if you didn't do that...
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah.
I got you, yeah. Well, my balance was probably a dollar, so I hope.
Yeah, but I'm still big into FanDuel.
Yeah?
I did, yeah. That's my shit. I love the daily fantasy lineups, because it's like so like no commitment, you know? Like,
yeah.
And... Mm-hmm. And I have a head-to-head matchup with Ilya every day, and we have like this running spreadsheet for like our like lifetime wins and losses against each other. It's pretty great.
What is it? Mind sharing?
Let me pull it up. Let's see. It's been a while since we haven't had any basketball since what, like a month or two. So I'm not going to share the season margin because that's just embarrassing to me. But the win-loss is 129-135. It's actually pretty close.
Wait, what? Again, what was it?
129 wins, and he has 135 wins. So he only won 6 more games than me. But my average is like 290, and his is like 295. And like I said, the season margin is kind of embarrassing. I had a lot of like close wins by less than like 1 point or 2 points. And he like the bigger wins, like kick my ass by like 30. So I'm not going to share the season margin, but the win loss is pretty.
This guy.
Strategery.
Yeah.
I was trying to wait for Zach to promote our new video. The restricted area starring Waz.
Please go check that out. Go to the Athletics YouTube page.
That's like a good, like you guys were, I feel like you guys were like made for this to be like YouTube stars.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Like whenever you guys first started coming, I was just like, this is like, I don't know why this hasn't happened sooner. Like you guys just have the personality for it. You guys have the rapport. Like you guys don't take it. It's not like,
and most importantly, we have the looks.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Like, both of you, my dudes. Love you.
Yeah, what's your experience been with lighting, Waz?
Now
you're in the lighting game.
You know, we got, I'm not going to front, the Athletic put some cheddar behind this thing, thanks to my man Jade Hoy for lobbying on behalf of the show, Real Talk. It's not me just saying that because Jade's here. Like he actually, you know what I mean? He went to bat for the show. And so they put some bread into it and they got me right with the lighting, man. This shit hooked right up to my fucking blogger camera. And I'm, you know, I feel blogger. Like I feel like I'm Morse Chestnut out here, brother. You know what I mean?
Like, I was thinking of some ideas for later down the line because that camera is so nice.
Oh man, it really, really is. Like I'm
what
like,
what type
damn.
Of camera is it?
It's a Sony, I forget the model, whatever.
ZV-1.
Like ZV-1.
It's tiny. It's just little, it does 4K. And it's really nice. I'm actually thinking about getting one for myself. Because I'm thinking about starting a YouTube show with my son and his coach. That is coaching him on soccer. So It's really, wow. Really nice.
Sony ZV-1, bloggers and influencers rejoice. Celebrate, Waz!
Exactly.
Soft skin effect. That's what's doing work for you.
You know, God knows I need it. But yeah, it's a fire camera. And, you know, the experience has just been fun and just learning new shit, you know, because Jade and Corey, like, these guys are fucking, you know, visual artists already, you know. As far as their background, I've never done anything like this before. So it's dope to be just getting these brand new insights and just understanding stuff from Jade and Corey.
What's interesting, too, is that we have to do it remotely, you know.
Right.
That's the craziest part. We don't have like an infrastructure that's built for a remote video.
Yeah.
So it's like this hack where we're using Skype and the guys are pressing record on countdowns, and it's an interesting thing, you know.
Luckily I'm really good. Luckily I'm really good at it.
There he is.
It helps when
we did
it helps when the co-star is really good.
You missed when I was complimenting you guys, Zach.
You complimented us?
I complimented you guys. I said two sentences of like just total like how great you and Waz are and how like perfect you guys are for this.
Let me tell you. Hopefully he's not listening to this, but Waz is fucking good at this stuff.
He's a star.
He can deliver anything. Yeah. Anything.
It's
good.
Zach is so full of shit. Guys. Yo, honestly. And the thing is, what that's my favorite thing about working with Zach is kind of like this motherfucker. Like, because the first one we did, I was like, yo, Zach is so in the pocket with his delivery. Like, he can switch tones and switch ideas at just like that, like mid segment, you know. And I'm not just kissing his ass. I aspire to be like that. Like, he can go from calm to medium hype to just going crazy, like that. It's amazing, man.
Yeah, it is.
Let's just do it like just 40 more minutes on how good I am, and then
can I get a compliment?
I just like to think back to when when I first started working with Zach was like, I don't even know, 2010, 11.
Man, it was the fucking Sloan conference. And I was nervous to be on camera. Like, I don't know, I've never been on camera before, Jade. I don't know. And you're just like, I'll make it look good. Relax.
Like, I don't know, Jade. I've never talked on camera before. I don't know.
Yeah, so funny. And then
now I'm like, where the fucking cameras? I need to be a star.
Yeah. And then there were the funny Spreecast days, I remember, where your half of your head was in the camera and then half of your headphones.
Those headphones are fucking huge.
From that Minnesota. Oh, my Lord. So funny. But yeah, check it out. It's about Russell Westbrook's history and the rise and rapid fall of Russell Westbrook III.
It kind of worked out that we had the tech issues that delayed it because we got to sneak
totally.
There.
That joke at the end was hysterical. Yeah, oh, my good. God. Yeah. That gets me every time.
That was good. I do want to compliment Maze. Let me tell you this.
Aww.
While Maze is a real terrorist of the podcast,
killer compliment,
and is trying to ruin us in a way where he pretends he's not. The editing on these cinephobes is phenomenal. Like, it's really, really good. He's got a great feel for how to make the show better, and obviously he's good on the show. But the editing, like, I I've been listening the whole time. Amin just started listening like a week ago to this podcast and was amazed that we're good at it. But like the editing on the pods are fucking amazing. You know what? I actually noticed it because what was the one where we had to kind of rush it? Was it the fan?
Yeah, it was a fan.
Where it was still a good, fun episode, but then listening to Last Action Hero right after, I was like, oh, right, that's when, like, we give Maze the actual time to edit, then, like, it is so much, it is just that much better. But, man, it's, Maze, you're good at this.
D- Dude, but piggybacking off of that point, Zach, when you say Maze like is sort of like he pretends like he's not a terrorist, but he is. He does such a good delivery when he like says something, and it's sort of like in this innocent yeah, tone.
It's so innocent.
But you know he's just like throwing a Molotov cocktail into the middle of the show.
He's like, yeah, I don't know where the pin for the grenade went. You hold it. Like, it's just like it is. Oh my god, it's infuriating. Now I'm onto it. I wasn't onto
it. The grenade is a knife. And I stab you with it. That's how I get you.
I wasn't tuned into it before, but now, no, Eden, you're right. Like, now I know that he's full of shit with his innocence.
It's so good. Yeah. And I know that it's like, every time I hear about Cinephobe, it's always like Zach Harper and meme, but I'm just like, you guys need to start adding Anne Maze.
You gotta add.
No.
Just saying.
Leave him out.
Producers, man, can't be credited. Oh, wait, so that's, are you guys doing...
The founder of Count the Day.
Are you guys doing a Christmas series or what?
Ooh.
We're going to do a Christmas episode, yeah.
Patreon.
Anything on the list there? Because I got some suggestions.
I think we know the movie. Can we say it?
Sure.
You guys should say it so people can watch it in advance.
Yeah, it is. Four Christmases.
You did Fred Claus, right?
Yeah, we already did Fred Claus. Yeah, we did
Fred Claus last year, but I think Four Christmases is the one. I know I'm in on this movie. I think Amin is as well. I think it's perfect for Cinephobe. I think it's a perfect movie for Cinephobe. So it sounds like news to me, so maybe we didn't. Maybe I'm making this up in my head.
You got Santa's little helper. Could be good.
The Simpsons dog?
He's got his own
Santa with muscles could be good.
Well, I mean, if the fat man qualified, which I don't think it does.
I just checked.
Yeah, 47.
Yeah.
That would have been the one.
That would have been a great one to do. I've been watching a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies lately.
Yeah.
What a stunning.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Aaron's into him, and
he's doing homework for Cinephobe.
Women, because they are so bad. Like, she's into him because they're so bad. Like, we watched like A Puppy for Christmas. We watched The Christmas Solo, which is about like, I don't know, two teenage girls who are fighting over who gets a solo in like the Christmas pageant or something like that. There's
the really high stakes stuff.
Yeah, The Engagement Clause. The Engagement Clause is I would file that one legitimately. Good movie about a woman who has to get married before her sister within a month in order to inherit the company due to some loophole in like some inheritance thing. So that Hallmark thing, man,
that just sounds like Succession.
You know, it's a lot like Succession. I watched it after Succession, so maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Oh, I see. There's a new Mendo.
Mando! Yeah, I sent that to you yesterday. Amin and I had to do a double episode because we missed last week with Thanksgiving and all that.
I see there's a Star Wars Christmas. Hey,
the Star Wars Christmas show is one of, like, that would be a good Cinephobe, actually, because that's, like, one of the worst things they've ever done. Star Wars Holiday Special from 1978.
Never even knew about that.
It's horrendous.
Mando. How is Mandalorian? It's good?
It's amazing. It's probably the best thing on TV right now.
Really?
Okay. Right now, yeah, for sure.
How many episodes are we into this season? Or is it
all five this season? Six came out today.
Okay.
But it's only eight, so it's already on the wind down. But they solved the season two thing because season one, they didn't know how popular it was going to be. So season one was like kind of this cool little thing they were doing. And then season two, I feel like they have a lot more support and investment from Disney to extend their plan. And as Amin and I talk about, it's kind of becoming like the way that they're going to define the future of Star Wars. Is through
I checked out season one, and I was really digging it. But the kids, I don't know, the kids weren't digging it. I was.
That's interesting because it is definitely a little bit geared towards younger
adults. Oh, it is.
kind of splitting the difference, you know?
I thought it was like teen. Felt teenish.
Yeah, probably like 12, 13 would be like the ideal age.
Everyone, all the kids know who Baby Yoda is somehow.
Yes. You know? Power of the internet.
What the heck was it? Oh, the other day, Sadie took we have a nativity scene that my mother gave me. It's something I, you know, remember since I was a kid, young kid. So the other day I see that like most of it's missing. I got like three wise men and everyone else is gone, you know? And so of course, you know, I go to Sadie. I'm like, Sadie, what happened here? Josie did it. You know, I'm like, okay, let's get past that. Now, where is it? And then she goes, gets her coat on, goes outside and goes and retrieves like five more of the items, you know, which include like a goat, Mary, whoever.
Frankincense and myrrh.
And so, but baby Jesus is missing. And I was like, Sadie, where is baby Jesus? She goes, oh. She goes back outside. She comes back. She goes, I can't find Baby Yoda. she kept calling Baby Jesus Baby Yoda. It was hysterical. Like, legitimately. That's funny. Is a joke.
Baby Jesus is Missing would be a great Hallmark Christmas movie.
Sounds like, yeah. Baby Are we Jesus sure that doesn't already exist?
So, let's see. What else? What else is going on? Anything else?
Your boy got sent home for...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like 11 days, Jade.
Who?
Me.
My boy. What happened? Corona?
Two of my coworkers got the coronavirus. I did not.
So you have to go.
Tested negative, but I was in contact with them, so they sent me home. Our department was down four people. Like, probably the most four crucial people that worked there in the morning.
Damn.
And I've just been putting it out of my mind because it's not my problem currently. But yeah, I have basically 10 days off. So that's why I poured so much heart and soul into the Last Action Hero episode and was able to do The Mandalorian. And I have all this time now to record podcasts. It's amazing.
I told Maze we need to do a cinephobe a day.
Yeah. Not quite it's up almost, to that
Do pitch. You guys like each other? Like, do you guys want to keep liking each other? Policy almost
incentivizes
for
getting
cinephobe?
Near people with COVID.
Fuck those guys, Eden. Are you kidding me?
I'm just talking about sustainability here. If there you guys no do want a no. day.
We're gonna die on a train.
I'm worried about like, you guys. Like,
we're gonna murder each other on a train. It's already planned out. Amin has this idea.
Sounds like a great cinephobe movie.
Taking a train from L.A. to New Orleans.
Ah, yes, this train idea.
The way things are going, we are going to be able to afford a train by sometime next year. The train industry will collapse, and we'll just be able to buy one. And
for all I know, I own Amtrak right now.
Right. Jeez. All right, so the heist and the Jedi, right?
The what?
Yep, the two Mando episodes.
Oh.
Man.
I thought we were talking about cinephobe movies.
I saw the heist.
We haven't talked about The Undoing since it ended, have we?
Ooh, I'm in.
No, go off,
King. I watched it in a morning. One morning, I watched the whole thing.
How was it?
Look, as good as it started is sort of as ridiculous. I won't say bad because I still enjoyed it every single moment of the way, but it got to be progressively more ridiculous.
I'll say this.
The twist was interesting too.
Yeah, Zach. The acting is fantastic.
Yeah.
The writing is awful.
Right.
But it starts out great. The thing that I did appreciate is they know how to do a fucking cliffhanger. From episode, I don't know if I'm in on this. And then the cliffhanger would happen at the end of the episode. I'm like, all right, I got to watch the next one.
It was, I enjoyed it the whole way. But like, you know, midway through, I was like, okay, this is not as sophisticated as I originally thought it was going to be. But again, I'm still very entertained, like 100%. Yeah. Hugh Grant, you could tell, was just going for it. Like, he is having a freaking ball, you know. And, you know, like, as always, I hated the fucking Henry kid. Like, I hate every kid from every single show.
Oh, kid actors are awful.
I hate them, Zach. I hate them every single time, dude. They, like, they're always on the brink of completely ruining whatever they're in. Like, whenever you give kids responsibility to carry any part of a show, like, whether it's just some B or C plot, it doesn't matter. They're on the brink of fucking crashing the car every time. But Henry is, yeah. That dinner scene or whatever when they're out to lunch and he's like, yeah, we can get a dog and we can – it's like, yo, shut your – dumb man, you don't see the gravity of this situation. You sitting here talking about dogs, you idiot. Anyway, great show.
I just watched The Road. You ever watch this movie?
The Road?
With Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah.
The, like, post-apocalyptic one?
Mm-hmm. With him and his son traveling. Same thing. Son just ruins it. Come on, man. Get with the picture. The road is pretty good, although I don't know.
I mean, that's super grim.
It's really grim. Jesus God. The book's supposed to be phenomenal.
Yeah, it's Cormac McCarthy, right? So same guy who did No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach, the Sunset Limited is apparently still running, man.
The what?
The train from LA to New Orleans.
Jesus Christ.
A room is only $1,200.
I'm just saying. Like, look, if we can get it set up to just binge, how long is that train ride? Do we know that?
48 hours.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's got to be over 30 hours.
Okay. 48 hours straight. Can we stay up for 48 hours straight?
No. At this age, you guys cannot.
At this age, that's actually accurate.
not without performance enhancing drugs or just drugs.
Right.
Yeah, I've never done cocaine. I don't really care to. If that's what it takes.
If that's what it takes.
Yeah, if that's the reason I do cocaine for the first time, I should probably just jump in front of the train. But if we could set it up to just do what would it would essentially be 24, 25 cinephobes. We just grind them out, and then we get to New Orleans and we have a live show, and then we murder each other as the finale to the live show. Like, it's not the way I want to go out, but I'm willing to do it.
All right, you heard it here first. This version that I looked up somehow has a pit stop in Chicago, which I don't understand. That seems like it's just further to go to Chicago.
That's wild.
To go.
That does not make sense.
That don't make no type of sense.
That means you could actually
New Orleans.
That's got to add 20 hours to that trip, right?
Yeah, like 67 hours now.
Texas, or like what? Like, is there a Chicago in Texas? Like,
actually, you know what? Amin hates the city of Chicago. I'm willing to do it just because fuck that guy.
Throw his corpse.
Yes.
Out the door.
I'll throw his ass in the fucking lake in Chicago. Should we do it in the summer? Should we do it in the summer when it's the hottest and the most miserable? Or do we just like, is that adding too much to it?
Mm-hmm.
God.
I think we do. Turn up the heat.
What a way to die.
Amin says he doesn't want us to do the holiday special because he doesn't want us to ridicule Star Wars.
I mean, shit on all of Maze's childhood loves with movies.
Wait, do any Star Wars movies?
The holiday special was.
The
famed, terrible holiday special they did on TV.
So, like, none of the prequels that came out in the 90s that everybody claimed to hate make the cut.
Yeah, they're like just above. Phantom Menace, 52%.
Revenge of the Sith or whatever.
Attack of the Clones. That was the best one, so I think that one wouldn't do it. Attack of the Clones is 65%. So yeah, they were just barely.
Last Jedi is 42% for the audience.
There you go.
90% for the critics, 42% for the audience score.
That's wild. That's just the trolls. There you go.
But those movies were successful, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Financially.
Yes. Yep.
That's why they keep making them.
Right.
Well, guys, you want to talk about HelloFresh?
Dude, I'm hungry. Of course I do.
HelloFresh. Fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy and fun and affordable. I got it. I made it. The family loved it. My favorite part about it was I didn't have to shop for a week. And I was making these meals for four, which for my family is plenty. But I liked it for if you have, you know, your parents coming over or something like that, or if you just want to take the weekend off and chill and be a hero at home in the kitchen, then I would recommend HelloFresh. I did my favorite thing with the buffalo chicken with the panko. Absolutely loved it. And the mashed potatoes, the scallions, wonderful stuff. I liked it because everything's pre-measured. And if you generally go to the store,
when you're trying to cook, buy too much or too little.
You have all these leftover pieces in your fridge for the rest of the year. Instead of having to buy six scallions, you only get two, for instance, and everything is pre-measured. Have you had a chance to use it, Zach?
Yeah, I did the stuffed peppers. Stuffed bell peppers? Ooh. It was great. Seasoning was amazing. I talked
about that last week.
Great.
I talked about that last week. That's the stuffed item on my list I've never done.
Oh, man. No, that's so I've done it before, but like, And it's always good, but they've just got good spices with everything for the seasoning for the meat.
You get everything delivered right to your doorstep. It's all separated. Proteins are iced. Everything's in a separate compartment bag. So you're set to go. Store them in the fridge. Take them out when you want to cook them.
Wait, they got cupcakes?
I don't know. Do they?
Oh, my God. It looks like they have cupcakes.
Like the dessert add-on option.
Oh, my God.
No contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are super easy to follow with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way. Cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. That's a nice part of it, too. You actually feel like you can cook. If you can't cook, it's like, oh, I always say this. You know, if you're having your girlfriend over or something like that, take it out the bag and pretend like y'all, you know, you did this.
Yeah, no, this is the move. This is the move, James.
Unpack everything.
Unpack everything. Yeah. Put them in little individual bowls. Looks like you've measured it out. You've done the prep to cut. And you're like, hey, I just want to put a little something together. And then here's the thing is keep the instructions on your phone. So it just looks like, oh, yeah, I got to answer this email real quick. But you're really reading the instructions for each step. That way you don't have to memorize it all. But it looks like you've memorized it. You get laid.
I also did this this pasta, and I don't generally eat pasta because I can't. I've never been good at making fancy pasta, but I had pasta bolognese. That was delicious. My wife, even who never eats pasta, was like eating straight out of the pan. So go to HelloFresh.com/CTD90 and use the code CTD90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/CTD90 and use code CTD90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. I had forgotten about posting the questions thread until when I got in today. Did we get any questions?
The only question we got on the question thread is, what's up from Jeff Rizzle at Rest Your Ankles? What's up, Jeff?
Oh,
shout out to Jeff, man. Love that.
Oh, I might have said, he sent me some books.
Jeff will be happy to know, well, not happy, maybe after the story he will, I'm nursing a sprained ankle right now.
What?
You guys are going to love this. So, you know, as you know, I went to Georgia for the holiday. I was hanging out with my nieces. They actually had this huge ass trampoline in their in the backyard. And I think it was Friday night. We're, you know, we're hanging out. A bunch of the older people are hanging out and we're drinking wine and whatever, telling stories, having laughs. And I see my nieces on the trampoline having fun. And because I'm drunk and I'm happy and I'm having a great time, I'm like, let me go over there and get on this, do some trampoline shit real quick.
Show these kids what it's about.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so I get on it, and this shit is huge. I would say the circumference is like 15 feet, right? Like, it's a huge ass trampoline. So I'm on there.
Wait, is it outdoors or indoors?
It's outdoor.
Oh,
outdoor.
Okay.
And it was pretty warm in Georgia during the holiday. And I'm jumping up and down, and because I'd never been on a trampoline this huge before, and my nieces are on it too, so you know, it's sort of like a seesaw. Like, when they jump and they land and I jump, yes, it vaults me even higher. And because I'm drunk and I also didn't know I was going to be going that high, I got nervous. And when I landed, I just fucked up my ankle.
Oh, man. No. Waz, that's a real thing. Because you get high enough, and as you like hit that peak, you're like, oh, no.
The bottom fell out of your stomach. I'm like,
and then, of course, I spray my shit and I'm like laying flat like Nate Robinson on the trampoline.
Oh, no.
On the trampoline, and people run over like, yo, are you okay? I'm like, yo, I'm good. I just, you know, I fucked up my ankle. But yeah, that was me during the last holiday.
What happens when you tangle with the trampoline?
Did it have a net?
Yeah, it had a net. So, yeah, fortunately, I wasn't going to fly out of the thing. But, that shit was scary, dude. I'd never been that high before. It was crazy.
Okay, Dion Waiters, settle down.
Have you never been that high before?
I was thinking about getting one of those for the kids.
Oh, man.
I mean, most of the time, those things aren't built for grown adults either. Like, I know I personally can't really go on any trampolines like that.
Mace.
Why not?
Too large.
No, you're not. 15 feet?
I'm just saying, you bounce a couple of times, you see the springs straining, you feel sketched out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, this shit is huge, like, because it was like four or five of them in there at the same time, like, on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not one of the, you know, the ones that's like one person, you know, like that, you see that those all the time. Yeah. This was like exponentially bigger than that. It was crazy.
You ever been to a trampoline park?
No. I don't even know what that is.
They're nuts.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, a year ago I took my nieces, because my youngest niece, who's 11 now, Jesus, I'm old. My youngest niece is a gymnast. And she's really nice. Good. Like, she's like near like kind of the top of her age level in her area in Australia and everything. Like, she's really, really good. And so she's doing all this stuff. I'm like, how the fuck did you learn any of that? Like, she's doing all that. Like, she can do all that stuff on like a mat.
Yeah.
Let alone like in, you know, with
extra bounce
on the trampoline. And so like she put all these people to shame, and she was, you know, not the youngest one there, but one of the younger ones there. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, those places are crazy. Those places are chaos.
You see, when it's busy, you have to go when it's like quiet. But you see these dudes roll into those joints, like the pro trampoliners. Is there a movie about trampolining? I feel like there should be.
There's gotta be. I feel like
they like roll a Disney in. Channel it's original like, movie.
It's like that movie. Dodgeball's coming to mind. You know,
because
they roll in. They got the whole get up, the headbands,
laser
gloves,
laser.
They're Michelle. Doing flips and twists. I'm like, this is amazing. It's fun. They have like a foam pit that you could just go jump into.
They had basketball hoops that were like, I don't know, like 15 feet high or something like that.
Yes,
so like, I mean, my basketball was always the dream.
Wait, do you remember the name of it? Was it called Launch?
I don't. Let me try to look it up.
Because the one here is Launch, and it's owned by Ty Law.
Okay.
Oh, wow. my former Patriot nemesis.
Yeah. This is Get Air.
Get Air, yeah.
Get Air Trampoline Park.
What about love questions, Eden? Did you have some on hold?
I just have one this week. I need to actually seek out some more. But this one I felt like was it's apt for this time of year because it's a holiday sort of question. What are like legit excuses you can get out of going to holiday socials with your partner if they already committed to going without getting your agreement to attend before agreeing to go?
Like you don't want to go to their work Christmas party?
Yeah, like but they or just like with friends.
So many times.
Like how, yeah, what are, yeah, especially you guys in relationships, like how do you guys get out of this?
I mean,
and like how many are you required to attend? Like say there are five, do you only go to two? Or like, can you negotiate?
Why is there negotiating? Work having five Christmas?
No, I'm just saying like this, if like there's more than one event, like some are with like a, with friends, some is like, one is like a work thing. One is like your work thing, you know, like how is there negotiating for like, can I only go to two of these, you know, or like,
yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. The work thing you can't avoid because it's one time a year.
Yeah.
And
it's work.
It's work. And it's one of those things where, you know, they've been talking about you to their fucking coworkers all fucking year. And so you can't not show up. You know, you got to show up as the little trophy. That's what they do.
Trophy husband.
Yeah. And so you got to do the work thing. But now as far as friends are concerned, I think you can try to reach the like 33% to 40% rate.
Okay. That's what I feel.
And
like
then, and then yeah, you go, listen, you can tell. So, and you can choose whichever one you feel most like. There's certain of Tamar's friends who I don't feel obligated to. I just be like, look, you can tell them I was busy. I had work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But there's certain people who I'm like, you know what? They show up to a bunch of my shit. And
yeah.
That I'm, you know, sack up. And
yeah. Go. I think that's the key. Like, all right, do they come to your stuff? Right. Like if they're coming to like our live shows and stuff like that, it's like, all right, I probably gotta.
Yeah. You gotta
sack up. I should make an appearance. Yeah.
Yeah. But certain people, I just be like, look, man, I already did like two of these other obligations. Right. Like, yo, tell them I'm busy, son. And I'll be right at the crib watching YouTube.
So as far as like excuses,
not even because I have other better plans. Yeah. Like I just rather not be socializing with people who aren't my friends.
It's like a Christmas, it's like 2 months a year. It's like a Christmas, like 2 months a year. Somebody's watching. Through my iPhone, strolling through the mall.
I walked right past you, didn't notice you at all. Every year around this time, I get nostalgic, thinking about that Christmas Eve we didn't do shit. I was only 22 and a newbie. You were drinking Hennessy, telling your friends you wanna do me. Or was it just a Christmas wish? Somebody to love and spend the new year with? Add to my list of people that I need to buy for, of people I would even cheat and die for. Dear, you wanna show me that you care? Meet me in the bathroom at Macomb Mall and I'll be there. People stare but pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, imitating Dick Burton. And I'm certain it's a mass psychosis sold to us by our parents and various holy rollers.
It's fucking Christmas, like 2 months a year. It's fucking Christmas, like 2 months a year. Somebody's stalking you, he knows what you feel. It's fucking Christmas. Every year Halloween gets bigger
and Santa becomes even more of a father figure. And little Susie regrets that she ever knew me for introducing her to Steely Dan and Kubrick movies. Oh baby, you're gonna have to fucking sue me to get you off my mind. It's a blue Christmas every Tuesday where we meet in discreet locations, usually when your husband's on one of his vacations. You got some holiday cheer in that trunk, but first there's some mistletoe hanging over my junk. we can smoke some trees and get drunk. I put on some Bing Crosby or P-Funk. Is it me or has the fire got us hot? Like the hand job you gave me on Black Friday in the parking lot. Either way, I'ma sing hallelujah, 'cause Easter is coming and we're jumping like Oompa Loompas.
It's like Christmas, it's like 2 months a year. It's like Christmas, like 2 months a year. Somebody's watching.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.